Do I need to wear headsets too? Headphones?
Oh yeah, that's right. Live production happening. There's nothing cuter than a little lady figuring out her headphones. Just saying.
She's got it.
And then she's cooking a baby.
And then just speak
good time.
Into the microphone a little bit closer.
There you go.
Can pull it towards you.
Happy Wine Wednesday.
Happy Wine Wednesday.
So it's the Vero Insider, and it's 4 o'clock, which means it's drinking time. We are.
Thank God.
I know. Love it.
I was really worried. I thought it's 4 o'clock would never get here.
Right to the T. Oh, dear. Kitty, happy belated birthday, you beautiful lady.
Thanks, sunshine.
Ow!
Had a really good birthday. It was, I was doing Sunday brunch, and my birthday was on Sunday, so, you know, we had to drink some really, really fun champagne.
Oh, goodness.
Donna, you should have been there.
I was sick that I wasn't, I have to tell you.
It's a beside herself. It was like a whole birthday weekend at Blue Star.
It was a huge birthday week. Soul Jam on Saturday night. Holy crow. We had to throw people out at 2 in the morning because they wouldn't leave.
You got to go.
The band didn't stop playing till 2.
Wow.
I mean, they had such a crowd in there. It was huge. It was so much fun. What a great band.
That was a special little birthday shout out to our Danielle.
Brand new band. Yep. Brand new band in Vero put themselves together recently, and boy, are they great.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear them.
Soul Jam. Awesome.
And did you have music on Sunday for your brunch birthday?
No, just in my head, ringing from the night before.
I love music when it stays there.
I know, it was good.
You just wait till your birthday gifts arrive. You're going to be just, it's the best thing on the planet.
And I can't
I'm devastated they're not here yet. I wanted you to open it on air.
That would have been fun.
I'm sad. So we're going to have to video it tomorrow.
That's okay. Yeah, that'd
bar.
Be fun.
That's just better, keeping it classy. This is gorgeous. Well, since I've turned 30, I think we all know that everything has changed. Everything changes from your body and your taste buds.
Everything changes.
And I used to despise Chardonnay, and now I can't get enough Chardonnay. Crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I looked at it. It's a Gunlock Bunchu Chardonnay. We had it at the Blue Star Wine Bar, and now we have it at the Blue Star Bourbon Bar.
Right downtown
on
14th Ave.
Absolute personal favorites from Napa Valley. It's a great Chard. We sell it by the glass.
It's gorgeous.
And I looked at it and I thought, I know she doesn't like Chard, but it's my birthday. And I love it.
Well, I do love it now.
There you go. Things change.
I know. I'm getting all grown up.
Oh, boy.
So crazy.
Don't go too fast.
Well, give our sweet new friend Helen a little whiff of that. Give her a little whiff of
Absolutely.
That. Tell me that doesn't smell sensational. The bouquet on that is really epic.
Very sensational.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
Absolutely.
Now, Helen, we're here to talk with Helen Millman, and we're talking about this upcoming event. It's the Asbury Short Film Concert, and it's going to be here in Vero at our museum. February 7th, so that's around the corner, and there's going to be 2 showings, 1:30 and 7 p.m. This is put on by some really great people. We've got GHO Homes, which is a, we're proud at White Glove to be helping all of their new homeowners relocate into these gorgeous homes that GHO puts up. And then, of course, you got JI Real Estate Company. Wow, you got some big names coming in to help you put together this amazing short film day of festival, yeah?
That's right. We actually prefer not to label it as a festival for a couple of simple facts. One is that Asbury is a non-competitive show. In other words, we don't necessarily have one theme. We are a mixture of live drama, comedy, and animated short films. Therefore, we do not necessarily call it a film festival, although the short films were, you know, selected from international and national film festivals.
So these are the winners of those various festivals, top places.
Yes.
And then put together for this amazing viewing right here in Vero.
That's correct. And many years ago, we did call, Asbury did call it Asbury Short Films, but over the time, we just, you know, really wanted to stick to a non-competitive and really make it a mixture of films and not necessarily stick to one theme. And that's when we changed it to concert because it really became an entertaining event.
Oh, absolutely. I could see that. So in order for it to be characterized as a short film, what are some of the criteria?
Short film typically runs between, I want to say, 7 minutes to 11 or 12 minutes. That would be a category of short
film. Nice and bite size.
Yes.
That's like a glass of wine, Kitty.
It's perfect.
it's perfect.
I actually love short films.
I bet you do. She's very cultured this time.
I don't know. Well, you
don't
know.
Let the flannel shirt get you today.
Mm-hmm. Short films are awesome.
It's cold outside. It's chilly. Now, how much is this going to cost for people that want to come in and see it?
It's only $15.
Steal of a deal.
Yeah, it is.
And 1:30 and 7 p.m. next Saturday, not this upcoming, but the following, Saturday, February 7th. So how are you designing the museum to accompany all of these seats to make it more like a theater?
Well, the museum has a theater, actually.
Well, yeah. Aren't I just not with it?
Are you going to be showing short films in different rooms or just one after another?
No, just in one room. So just like going to the movie theater,
yep.
You know, We're offering two sittings because I knew the show is going to do really well. And I'm glad that chose two sittings and not one because it would have been a bad situation.
Yeah, you can't limit it to just
one. How long is each session?
It's approximately, I want to say, roughly 2 hours.
Okay.
Maybe 2 hours and 15 minutes. Plus, there is an intermission. And in the 2 hours, you're going to have that mixture. So one time you will watch a drama, another one a comedy, then an animated. So the director does a really good job with how he selects what you're going to see first and last. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
That sounds like something I would be able
Absolutely.
To actually go
and
to.
And it's indoor.
I could go to the 1 o'clock indoors. And be able to do that.
And still make it to Blue Star.
Cook that night. Yay.
Yay. Well, this is good stuff, Helen. And I just am a big fan of knowing that these are the best of show
That's
from
right.
both the U.S. and international.
That's right.
So there's going to be a little something for everybody.
It is a little something for everybody. Something to keep in mind is that not everybody has an opportunity to go to film festivals. So in other words, people will never have the opportunity to see these films unless they come to the Asbury or they actually travel to a film fest, whether it's in, you know, Europe or in America, anywhere that plays the
totally
film.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
This is an exclusive. So how do we buy tickets?
At the museum website, Vero Beach, www.verobeachmuseum.org.
Yep.
And you need to go to programs. It's under programs and you will see Asbury Short Films.
Okay, very cool. And can they buy tickets the day of the event or that's getting a little risky?
It's getting very risky. We're very, very, very close to closing the show.
Oh,
so
wow. Okay.
I'm really excited.
VeroBeachMuseum.org under programs. You can get your tickets only $15 and you get to see some of the world's most elite short films that you would never be able to see elsewhere.
Absolutely.
Gotta love Vero.
This is great. Is this going to become an annual event, do you think? Or if we're lucky, maybe they would start doing film festivals like once or
film
twice a year.
Film concerts,
I would
sweet
love
Kitty.
That. Well, concert, festival, whatever
well,
you want to, you
know. Asbury does, Asbury is a New York City-based show.
Mm.
Okay, so, and they do play religiously in a couple of years in a theater on Broadway and every summer, if we're lucky, at Central Park for many, many years. Asbury has been going on for 33 years and it started in Long Island. However, in the past several years, Asbury has extended and showcasing and traveling across America. So, for instance, in November alone, we had Dallas, LA, and Connecticut. Last week, we had in Long Island. The week before, we had Lake Placid, New York. So Asbury travels throughout America to showcase these wonderful films. So it's not just any film, but it's particularly films that won an Academy Award of any sort, whether it was an Academy Award of or Best of Show that won in any film festival, whether it was international or in America.
So if they feel like it's a sold-out event and there's a really great response from the Vero audience, it's likely that they'll come back. No pressure. No pressure, Vero.
That
just
is
saying.
My goal.
Yeah.
I feel
that's
that
a goal. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's help Helen out. Darn it.
Exactly. It can be done.
Right? It can be done.
That's right.
John, your voice is incredibly deep and baritone. Holy smokes.
I bought it on eBay, actually.
I did.
Yeah,
it's awfully handy. Did you get free shipping? Because that was impressive.
No, that was where the money came in.
It always does. Speaking of great shipping, a little shout out to Pac-Mail Beachside.
If how there's a way to segue, them. She is going to go right
how
in there.
How we adore them. I just want you all to know that it's the last week. We've got just a
before
couple
Christmas?
Of days. The countdown for Christmas is already back on.
I know it. I know it.
But it's actually the countdown for our Chocolates for Heroes. And currently at the Pack Mail location there on the intersection of Beachland and Mockingbird, there is a box for you to bring your dark chocolates and individually wrapped chocolates so that we can send them off to all of our soldiers serving abroad. A little sweet treat.
Yummy deliciousness.
This wonderful Valentine's. So they'll be picking them up and we're going to be stuffing boxes. It's going to be crazy fun.
You're still doing the cell phone thing too, right?
Yep, always. Cell phones for soldiers. You know, yep. if you end up breaking a phone, losing a phone, and it miraculously comes back to you later after you already bought a new one, speaking from experience. you can donate your phone and it gets all wiped out and then we melt it down and convert that into calling cards for our soldiers abroad. And it's just good things to do. So Pack Mail is there to help and to know that our soldiers get a little chocolate. It's the only time of year that you can actually send the chocolates around the globe and have them not melt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because it's so
cold. It's a very specific week and a half of shipping allotment.
Very cool.
It's very cool. It's very cool stuff. And then again, you know, I tell you what, this weekend is going to be very busy. After Garden Fest, everyone can come hang out at Kitty's
exactly.
Blue Star and enjoy some delicious food. But Garden Fest is this weekend. And it's
Riverside Park.
Riverside
if
Park.
If you've never been, it is amazing.
It is amazing. It starts at 9 a.m. It's a day-long affair, 9 to 5. For those of us that aren't Super Bowl crazy, you know, you can purchase some flowers.
Want to be outside.
Yeah,
look at
get
the,
that fresh
I mean,
air.
The exotic orchids, bromeliads, you know, some of the really highly collectible stuff that shows up there
once
is
a year.
Incredible.
It's as rare as our short film.
And they have, I don't know if people realize that there are people that show up with exotic fruit trees and shrubs and things of that nature, too.
Well, they are aware now. Thank you, Kitty.
I'm looking for a key lime tree.
Ah, that'll be fresh for our desserts, huh?
I have one on my property right now, but it's buried under in the middle of some oak trees, and it's not getting enough light.
Mm.
And I would like to get one that could, you know, be a little happier.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, spice up the cocktail list and the dessert menu at Blue Star Bourbon Bar.
I'm thinking a little topiary in a pot by the pool in the full sun and then go pick those little key limes off and
add it to your Corona.
Have cocktails.
Love it. We're always thinking, I swear. So Garden Fest, both White Glove and Pack Mail will be there. We'll be there all day long with lots of fun things and there's going to be amazing selection.
Are they going to have sculptures there that you guys are going to move out for
Absolutely.
People that buy big things?
Yeah.
Love
sculptures
that.
All day long. It makes for a nice accent, you know? Don't you think? Speaking of accent, Helen, where's your accent from?
I was born.
Wondering.
Yeah, right? It's very sexy. Is it Latin?
I am half Latin, but I was born and raised in Israel.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was not going there. That was not what I was guessing.
Nobody does normally.
Well, it's working for you, girl.
Oh, we're yeah,
liking
it's gorgeous.
We're liking this. Listen, there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back in Indian River County. Please don't go anywhere. Hurricane season, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hey, boys and girls, Leah Waldo's. It's that time for the return of Wildo the Groundhog and Waldo's Groundhog Music Festival, January 30th through February 1st. This year, we're putting a little twist on it. This will also be our big fundraiser for my participation in the Dancing with the Vero Stars, which benefits Indian River Healthy Start Coalition, great local musicians, and of course, Wildo the Groundhog. For the musical lineup, check us out at waldosvero.com. See you January 30th through February 1st.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Bureau scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach Magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Oh, happy Wine Wednesday! Welcome back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your hostess with the mostess. Enjoying this gorgeous Chardonnay found exclusively at Blue Star Bourbon Bar and Southern Kitchen in downtown Vero.
Gorgeous day.
Stunning day. Yeah. Stunning. You know, they said that cold front was coming in, but this is very tolerable.
I'm kind of feeling like spring is here.
Right? This is my kind of cold.
I like spring in January.
Me too. Right? I opted for some brighter toe color, although it's concealed in my boots today. But Foxy Nails, I was there this weekend, of course, proud sponsor of the show. And wow, talk about packed house and mommies with their little girls getting pedicures. So cute. And when you get the little girl's pedicure, they throw in the manicure.
And they have those cute little girl chairs, too.
Yeah, with
the princess chairs.
All the different
princesses.
They're hilarious.
They're so cute.
They think of everything. They're open 7 days a week, and they give you wine. They think of everything. We love Foxy Nails.
They got it.
We do. And, of course, you know, Sandridge Golf Course, Sandridge and Bella, not only do they work with children, they work with adults, both beginners and very experienced. But they help out locally in so many ways, and they are one of the sponsors, not only of the show, of course, great taste, Bella, by the way, great taste, but also of the Habitat Hoedown, which is fast approaching on March 7th. We have a really fun game at the event. Of course, we're going to have the Crooked Creek Band.
So excited about that.
They're going to be our headliner, and it's going to be amazing. But we have all sorts of different games. So we have the Wine Toss, which Blue Star and White Glove are sponsors of.
Absolutely.
And we give away cases and cases of wine. And then we have this hillbilly golf game, which is super fun.
You love that game.
I love this game.
She does.
That's the Habitat Hoedown.
It's the Habitat Hoedown.
That's fun to say.
Annual. It's a big deal.
Out at the airport.
It's a big deal, John.
Like 350 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's huge.
Tickets are on sale now, so it's good to know. But thank you to Sandridge and to Blue Star and Waldo's and all the people that helped make that possible. White Glove, of course, showing a little White Glove love coming into February. Kitty, who's playing at Blue Star this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Well, tonight we have Loki, which is Eric Olson. He has played for me at Blue Star. He's really good.
Yeah.
And he's got a new partner. I'm not sure exactly who that is. But then Thursday night, I've got Alabama Cousins, and those boys
are doing great.
They are awesome. Rocking.
Yeah?
They are, yeah, exactly. Swayze's on it. By the way,
he does look a lot like Swayze.
We call John Swayze.
Well, it's uncanny, the similarities.
It really is, only he's taller.
Taller, and Swayze when he was very healthy.
Yeah, really, really good looking. Anyway, Friday, I've got the Ladies of Soul. Remember, I told you about
them? Yeah, this is going to be on the 30th.
April,
I'm so excited.
Poindexter and her two girlfriends, and then they have a band behind them, and they just
Motown's
belt
in my
it
blood.
Out.
I'm
it's
so
also
excited.
Downtown Friday.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And Downtown Friday is going to be held right in front of the Blue Star
They
Burger
shifted
Bar.
Down.
Yep, they moved up a block, so it's across from the park, which makes a lot more sense. But, you know, you can come in and get cocktails and join Downtown Friday, and then you can come back and join us.
Are you going to have specials?
Have some
going
dinner,
on because
all kinds of stuff.
Friday?
It's going to be a big festival Friday. And then on Saturday, I've got Wiley Nash, of course, our first band that put themselves together at the Blue Star and now is coming back to do a concert on Saturday.
Right on.
One of our favorite bands. Yeah, they're great.
Oh, how perfect.
It's going to be a big rockin' weekend.
Yeah, it is. And you're going to be very busy. Garden Fest,
Wild Game Dinner Feast,
and then go back and rock out with Wiley Nash.
Downtown Friday.
Life is good.
This weekend, there's so many things to do in Vero. If you say you're bored, you've got problems.
No kidding. There's plenty going on. And then, of course, are you doing any specials or anything for the Downtown Friday? This is going to be your first one.
Yeah, we're going to have all kinds of stuff going on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's important for people to know. So you can go out, have a good time, and have it on a budget.
Absolutely,
And then, of course, next week, we're saving the date for the first Asbury short film concert coming to town right here in our museum, which is so beautiful.
I cannot wait to go to that.
Right?
It's been years $15? Since I went to a short film club thing.
I've never gone.
I've never gone.
We had them in Columbus all the time. You know, they'd have them at the Wexner Center or different Drexel theaters. We had a number of art movie houses in Columbus, Ohio, where I was
also
raised.
Very cultural there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was really
a college campus.
It just
do
was
that.
Really cool with all the college students and stuff to go and see these cool little clips at different emerging directors or even documentary clips, and you get to see parts of the world and things that are going on that you have no idea about. But it's just film festivals and film shorts and all that is so much fun to go to because you'll never see anything that you've seen before. It's always something really interesting and creative.
Hey, right. Hey, Helen, quick question. Yes. When you say that there's an intermission, is there wine? These are the questions I need to know.
That's a good question.
I'm sure there would be at the museum.
What size purse does one have to bring?
Unfortunately, I'm not sure I can answer that question.
Now, you're going to have to bring the little... you know, the little...
Well, we can call the museum. Little tiny They'll tell artist. Us 231-0707.
You got to bring the little tiny artist backpack.
Uh-huh, right.
That's
keeping it classy.
Just the correct size.
Keeping it classy. Did you see my new satchel?
Yeah, that's nice.
It fits. Don't worry.
Have you been having fun on those after Christmas, after holiday special closeouts?
I am a big fan of a good deal.
I know you.
It can never hurt. You know, we were just talking about colleges, and that made me want to point out something, of course. Vero Beach Magazine is a proud sponsor of this program, and we want to help spread the word about all the great things they're doing with their monthly publication and the way that they help our community stay involved with lots of things, lots of culturally and worldly-based things. But there's a big ad here on page 157, and I found this to be very exciting because I myself am a graduate of Indian River State College.
Me too.
See, half of the room
at least is
an IRSC graduate. But it's the fourth most affordable college in the U.S., and it was voted in the top 10 national finalist for the Community College Excellence, and it's also the ninth best public regional college in the South. Those are huge accolades to tag on and to know that we have campuses literally right up the street.
Well, when I was, when I was a student there doing the architecture thing and when you were there, I don't know, I have two other degrees. So I've been to two other, a major university and then another small community college.
Me too.
But the percentage of PhDs at Indian River State College was so high. I didn't have a single teacher that did not have their PhD. I had never run into that before. The quality of education was off the charts. I felt like I learned so much there in comparison to the other two places. I learned a lot at the other two places.
Sure.
But the quality just blew me away. I mean, if you
that
sit there and go,
volumes.
I'm not going to go there because it's here local, you're not looking at the big picture.
Right.
Because it's a spectacular college.
Very true. No, I agree. And with so many local campuses throughout the community, each one offers a little something different.
Yep.
It's just interesting to be a part of it. I'm actually going to one of the St. Lucie campuses next week for an economic development council meeting for St. Lucie County. And, I mean, St. Lucie County is really on the rise, and they're doing some very strategic things. 2015 going into 2016 is really a year of tremendous growth for our area, and I'm really excited to be a part of it and help spread the word with all the great things that there are in store, both from a social aspect and from
Satterley
an economic.
Mark Satterley is going to be there.
If he is, I'm going to find that
Say,
shiny
Mr.
bald
Mark.
Head.
Mr. Mark.
Hi, I see you.
Hi, Mr. Mark.
You can't escape from me.
We love that guy.
Okay, Helen, tell us one more time where we can go buy tickets for this amazing short film concert next Saturday.
The museum website is www.verabeachmuseum.org. Under programs, you will see Asbury Short Films.
Perfect, perfect. And then if we want to rock out to some Motown, drink some amazing Chardonnay, which I'm now addicted to, we would go to Blue Star Bourbon Bar or this Friday.
Imbibe in some spectacular bourbon cocktails while listening to said Motown.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite bourbon cocktail going on right now,
The
Kitty?
Black Manhattan. It's incredible. Yep,
wow.
She's using Amarine cherry juice, which is a very specific wild cherry from Italy. It's sweet, but it's not too sweet. And she's also using 1792 bourbon.
Mm.
And it's off the
they
charts.
They compliment
delicious.
One another well.
So good. Oh,
but
yeah,
we're
going to
change that, John.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to change that up. Listen, I want you all to visit theveroinsider.com. You can find out about all of our sponsors, check out their websites, download apps, get your tea time up ahead of time. Republic Services.
Get your tea time.
And Oshima, you get a month of recycling for your business. I mean, these are all great things going into 2015, different things that we can experience and trying. Of course, keep things local. It's always gratifying to
go
have
to Foxy
that.
Nails.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Foxy, check out
Foxy
White
Nails.
Glove and Pac Mail. Hey, did you know that at the Garden Fest, I'm going to have a truck and I'm driving it.
You're driving a
it's
truck?
It's going to be so cute.
That's going to be
it's
awesome.
It's going to be so cute. VeroInsider.com. See you next Wednesday. Cheers.
We are. You can call me Caesar in a dark Caesar. Please follow the lead.